Val stood near the vending machines in a waiting room. The monster of broken bones shuffled over. He was very tall, skeletal, and the least humanoid of any of the monsters Billy had ever seen. If Stephen Merchant were a monster.
Sorry about that. There was a spill on the third floor.
It's fine.
The monster of broken bones touched the vending machine. A Snickers bar fell out of its slot.
Cool.
He unwrapped the bar.
So, what's going on?
I found this key.
Weird. You're in for one. You've been chosen.
Chosen? What does that mean?
He turned his back a bit from Val. Val tried to inconspicuously listen in.
Well, I'm not supposed to tell you this kind of stuff.
But you will?
Val leaned in closer.
Oh my god, he's fine. He's level 4.
No, he's not.
No, he's not. But he's with me. The fucking chosen one, apparently.
The monster of broken bones opened back up towards Val, who leaned back.
Fine. Are you absolutely sure you want to know this information?
Yes.
It will change everything.
Oh my god, if one more person mentions Destiny, I swear to god. Just tell me what I have to do.
Which is your least useful finger?
What?
I have to break your finger to tell you.
What? No. Fuck off.
He handed back the key.
Sorry.
You seriously can't tell me anything?
Not without payment. That's how this works.
That's sick shit.
I'm not sure you understand what you're dealing with here.
Let's just go.
Hold on.
She waved off Val.
Give me a second.
Billy needed air. She paced a bit until...
Hey, I said relax.
Billy looked over to see a guy keeping a phone away from his girlfriend. A monster hovered over his shoulder. The monster was dark green, had reptilian eyes and a ring around their head, and a gaping hole in their chest. Billy diverted her eyes. She tried to focus, but...
Give it back.
Who's Jacob? Lying slut?
Billy looked over.
He's a co-worker.
The girl snatched the phone back from him.
You're fucking lying to me.
I'm not lying.
The monster touched the guy's back, making him step up towards the girl.
Hey.
Mind your business.
I was trying to.
Billy made eye contact with the monster, who smiled a mouthful of fangs.
Back off.
It's fine.
Do you have a way to get home?
Who the fuck are you?
I work here. And I'm really good friends with our big, burly security guard, Drew. He loves having a reason to break a guy's jaw.
The monster became frustrated by the guy ignoring his girlfriend. They nudged him towards her, but the guy was locked in on Billy.
Listen, chick.
The girl used the distraction as an opportunity to rush off towards her car. The monster snarled and was gone. The guy stepped up to Billy, who stood firm. She looked him up and down.
Yeah, you seem like the type to hit women.
Only ones who deserve it.
Nice map.
Fucking bitch. Mind your fucking business next time.
He stormed off before she could respond. She wiped off her face.
In case you were wondering why I usually don't deal with the living too often...
Billy stood on the curb and looked out towards the parking lot. There were various little goblins and monsters and creatures milling about. She shook her head.
Fuck this.
So, do you limit healing capabilities or just inflict-
She held out her left hand.
Pinky.
Billy!
Okay.
He took a hold of her pinky. Thou couldn't bear to look as-
Fuck!
Patrons and workers turned and stared. A nurse rushed over. He was fit, strapping, had piercing eyes, and a name tag that read, Dante.
Are you okay?
Yeah, shit. Fuck, ow.
What happened?
I got it caught in the machine.
He examined her hand.
You got it caught in the machine.
The monster of broken bones quickly tapped the machine.
You must really like salt vinegar.
My favorite.
Come on, let's put a spin on this.
Hi.
She looked over at Val and the monster of broken bones.
Okay.
They followed. Dante ripped the last bit of tape off a splint on Billy's finger. He looked at an x-ray.
Well, it was as clean a break as I've ever seen. Keep it elevated. Ice it if the swelling continues, 20 minutes or so. I'll be back with some paperwork and I'll get the doctor to prescribe something for the pain.
Thanks.
Are you okay?
Billy glared at the monster of broken bones.
I've been better.
I don't make the rules.
Okay, well, what was so serious that you couldn't tell me before?
I was just the first.
The first what?
Legend has it that anyone who comes across a key like this has to complete 5 sacrifices.
Or what?
They meet the monster of death.
Oh no.
Okay, so it's bullshit.
It's not bullshit.
You just literally said the phrase, legend has it.
Just because I've never encountered it, doesn't mean it's bullshit.
Well, I'm not doing 5 anythings.
You don't really have a choice anymore.
What?
You let me break your finger.
I'm aware. Wait, so you knew I was signing a death pact before you broke my finger?
Of course.
So, you're an asshole.
Listen, when you get to my level, it's all about human choice. I didn't make you do anything. Your curiosity did that.
Interesting.
Yeah, great.
The key was presented to you, and you took it. You could have walked away, but once you start the 5 sacrifices, you can't just stop.
It never ceases to amaze me how afraid monsters sound.
It's because we know what's out there.
Okay.
She hopped off the examining table.
Going somewhere?
Just stretching my legs.
Okay. Well, here's your prescription and...
He shook a bag of salt and vinegar chips.
You need to take them with food.
Thanks.
She smiled. Billy wasn't really a smiler.
Shut up. I wasn't blushing. It was warm in there.
Take care, Billy.
You too, Dante.
Billy walked towards the exit. Val and the monster of broken bones were close on her tail.
He seems...
Yeah, he's fine.
Good luck.
She stopped and turned around.
Do you know why I can see monsters?
No.
Do you know how I can stop seeing monsters?
No.
Great.
She turned.
But I know someone who might.
Jesus, this is ridiculous. Let me guess. The monster of insomnia.
No. The monster of addiction.
This is so stupid. Okay, where do we find them?